also hope to be gathering as much other material from people in Cosby. We'll be gathering, we'll be writing to people around the state, trying to get, just all other material that might help with other people, other people, start from the university, and have it all housed here in Cosby, like a regional resource line that can function for all the villages. So if one, and another thing along with this too is, next year, but also, there's a committee for making miniature models or displays, and different things on official, different things on that, maybe some artifacts, so they could be housed here in Cosby. And then when someone wants, well, the school wants to do a, teach a unit on something, they could write here and see what materials we have, and then we could send that material out there, and do that, and go to another school. Hopefully, this will be organized into, little units that can be sent around to the different schools, and used by the local schools for part of the classes. So that's just another aspect of the Cosby.
Are there any more questions about that part of the grant cultural heritage part? Did we miss any? The other part of the program that we're going to write is a preschool program. And before we get into the preschool program, I want to say a few things. Couple of the villages have been talking to us and writing and written us letters, asking us if we write our Johnson Battle program this year, could we include a preschool program for some of the villages? And at first, we were just going to do the training part, training. Head Start teachers and preschool teachers, and then we decided that we would, then ROCAP said, we're going to drop Cayenne, we're going to drop Noatan. ROCAP has four schools in the our area. Selwyn, Norman, Noatan, and Cayenne. And ROCAP said that they were going to drop their Cayenne and Noatan. So they thought it would be a good idea if we included them and wrote our proposal to include preschool funding for those two villages. So we said fine, plus we had gotten a letter from Kimolina asking us to, why don't we do that for their preschool program. So the next thing we did, Bruce and I called SOS in Anchorage and said, hey, do you have any preschool programs up here? And if you do, which ones? And we must have talked to the wrong woman. Right off the bat, we got on the wrong foot. We talked to somebody named Carol Johnson, and she looked through her records, and she said, no, we don't. And then she mumbled something about Amber, and she wasn't even clear about that. She says, no, they have no preschool programs. And I knew that we had preschool programs. I knew Shumnack had one. I knew Kibolina had one. I've been into those places.
Deering has.
So we started writing program to include all the villages except Selwyn and Norman, because ROCAP is going to fund those two. Then, yes, out of the clear blue sky yesterday, we got together with a Title I man, Title I, Mr. Chris Carr, and he's out of the SOS office in Nome. Before that, once or twice, I tried calling Ron, because I knew that, Ron should know about this, So I attempted calling Ron. I didn't get through to Ron. Ron Coleman, who you all know, SOS superintendent. So we started writing, including all the villages. Yesterday, Chris Carp came and he said that they have preschool programs in Shumnack, Ambler, Kibolina, and Deering. And as far as he knew, they were going to continue next year. But we were getting, I think the reason people have been asking us from the villages is because they were unhappy with Title I. Title I, the the same programs next year that they're going to fund, those four programs, Chumak, Amber, Deer, and Kimonina. The only thing that I can say to you people is, we're not trying to take a program away from SOS. You know, if you want to stay with your Title I program, fine. We know that there are some problems. Now, like Buckland said, that he's in the process of writing the Title I program now for early childhood. And he said if he knew that it would not be delayed, if we would have a hot lunch program, he'd just assume stay with Title I. And that's the way it should be, you know. We're not trying to force our program on you. If there's any way we can help you, if you stay with Title I, and if there's anything we can do to help your program, offer you a hot lunch program, maybe. Offer you, we're going to have three workshops for training the Head Start teachers. We're going to have a field coordinator. You all know Laura Norton. You know how she goes from village to her four villages, traveling, training. We were planning on having a field coordinator and supplies. So if there's any way in training, in hot lunches, in supplies, or anything like that, we can help you. You want to stay with your Title I program, that's fine. You don't have to accept our program. We are still going to include Kiana and Noatan. And so we don't want to force our program on you. Hobuck doesn't have a program at all. So you don't have to make a choice. We're offering you something. You can either take it or leave it. But Polly, now Chumak has Title I. That's what you folks been operating under, huh? Title I program. So if you want to stay with them and get some, you can get hot lunch from their two-year school, huh? Yeah, you can just leave.
There's no supplies, you have to have it in the home with the preschool instructor. There's no hot lunch, dining plates, push to eat creamers, three creamers.
No hot lunch at all.
None. Did Chris Carp say anything about what type one will be next year? Will there be a hot lunch program and workshops and
He said there will be no hot lunch program.
He said that there's something in their guidelines so we can't have a lunch program. But he said there will be
Lucy, there's gonna be one for June, but,
Or whether we can get the grant for the supplies that was ordered for this year, when they ordered them last year, we haven't gotten any of them.
We got the, papers, like the board guide to, they filled out what they put in. That's all our duties about so far, and none of the supplies are shown. And the preschool instructor now is having a hard time.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going 5 days a week with, which is part of supplies with school or parents or, they wish to pitch in. That's what we wish to hear.
So the thing that we're really concerned about, that, you know, between if early childhood, what is it, if Title I, SOS, JOM, which is us, between the two of us, here we are, wanting to write a program. The main thing we should be concerned about is, you know, not who writes the program, but a good program is in each village, you know. Between the two of them, two, we should certainly come up with a good program, and each village should be able to have a good program. And that's what we're concerned about. Shumnak has a Title I program, it's been pretty good. Now, you've had no problems with it, have you? You didn't get your materials either?
That's what you mentioned, they had a lot of problems.
Yeah. And still, you know, all of a sudden now, we are trying to get in the act. And the only reason we're trying to get in the act, because people have been telling us they're unhappy. You know, why don't we write a preschool program, we're unhappy, a few villages have come, so here we are, right? And then all of a sudden, Title I is coming through and saying, we'll have a good program next year. We'll be okay, we'll take care of everything. And I'm not saying that's bad, you know, I'm not knocking SOS, I'm saying that, we're just interested in a good program for the village. And I don't see why between JOM and early childhood, why we can't have. But yet, sitting here now, how do we expect them to determine, you know? How do we expect Shumnak here?
They have to decide for sure now what they'll, they're going to do, which is the fact that, they think it's a good idea that they do that with Shumnak.
Is that right?
Well, the other thing that we heard from Chris Park was that each of the villages, Deering, Amber, Buckland, Kimberlina, and Shumnak, that were declared Title I sites for this year, will be, he said, definitely declared Title I sites for the next 2 years. That there was,
Yeah, but I don't see anything different about that. That's always been, it's been a 3 year period. That's no big deal. It was all on that. 3 years, usually.
But then, the other problem was that kind of building, which he said was small.
Last year, there was a big delay in Title I months because of, I don't know anything about Title I that I'm not that familiar with, and I don't want to knock it or talk against it. It's just that I think it makes it, it's too bad, because it makes it hard for them to decide now.
Well, I think,
What could we recommend to them? We can't expect them to sit here. We can't expect Buckland and Shumnak and Deering to make a decision which program to go for.
Well, I don't think it's legal for Johnson County for them to make a decision for which program they would go for. If they have a program, see, we were looking for the wrong idea. Because Johnson Valley can't come in and put a program where there is a program.
But neither can Title I.
No, but it is Title I's program.
Yeah.
So since they got it going first, Johnson Valley can't come in and say, you know, who are the dogs out there. So I don't think we can legally fund the operation as well. The choices we have, I think, are what supplements we can play. And that's what this group here should call upon,
By supplements?
A hot lunch program, like a workshop. The aides, we have to talk to this part.
I mean, because there's a preschool instructor, which is like, I mean, Title I, had things for, you know, helping.
Just last week, I had another 38, she wants to go and hire another aide. So I guess we don't need for $360 an hour. The money is coming from RDA, so she works for RDA anyway. I don't see why they can't get it.
Like,
She does.
Yeah, would she fund it on a school year basis? Can Sally Smith fund that on a base year basis for an aide?
I'm not sure, I know that you mentioned, yeah, I remember some talk on Head Start. And if they can do that, I don't see why they couldn't do it for the other police members too.
I'm checking for that. So anyway, what choices do they have, these three donations, right? What can we?
What options, or what can we go?
I think as far as what the regional Johnson amount probably will be applying, will be applying to all the funds for the Kiana, the North Hat programs, because they will have more funds in this year for the Title I for Head Start. So that'll be the basis of the regional. And then, if you decide that you want to also use Johnson amount of money to put in a hot lunch program, the Title I preschool program, if you want to add it. Then if you want to put in personal workshop or two or something for training, the most we could add to. I don't know what else besides that we could do.
Right, do they ask, by point, do they have to let me know whether you want the hot lunch program or whether you want to work on training?
Well, it could be both. Like, that's the problem, there is one. Today is Wednesday, this has to be Friday.
On those two, you know, I want those two of the, you know, we talked about those two, they want to.
They want the hot lunch program and they want the training.
Yeah. And they also want to review.
So why don't we feel very safe in saying that Mary wants a hot lunch program? You know, she's already met with their people and she says that they do want it. So we can say that Mary does want the hot lunch program and the training.
This is just for the early childhood.
The early childhood portion.
Well, you're getting.
I hope so, there's some here in Cottsville. There's one classroom, living quarters, teachers and quarters and kitchen.
Bruce, can't people just, when you sign off on this, can't you just say that they think it's a good idea for the region? That doesn't necessarily commit their village to wanting to be part of that. But just that they feel that the development of regional program that will be open to people is a good idea. It's not what they're saying, they sign off on their names. So necessarily, like, for example, the sign off sheet where they have to sign off from their early childhood program, they're not necessarily saying that, yes, we as Sella want a hot lunch program. They're just saying that that's a good idea, a good regional program to develop. Or like a specific.
Well, I think we have to know specifically for writing up the program.
But that, but again, there's no way to know that. Your village is.
See, like last night when I met with them, I didn't know that, you know, like we've got preschool in Title I. I didn't know that we had to stay in Title I until we did.
That, you know.
Because Walt, the one who is a teacher, he has a mission to stay.
I think, you know, we have all, you know, those five villages, we don't have to have necessarily, you know, a meeting in each village to discuss it. But here, if you are the regional board, if you want to say that you think
school aid.
I think though, now, do you know where the money is coming from?
It's a school program, they just have enough food that they include the preschool. It's a regular hot lunch program for the school at Holly, and then the little ones come and eat also. They just include them in their regular school.
But we could still, put in a hot lunch program.
Is that what we thought?
Since it's not budgeted, they would never give more money to Calgary for the others.
Yeah, that would just give you that much more money and that much more food.
Yeah.
That is true. With the price of groceries now, like rabbits. And then like Buckland, I know I talked to Nora, and she really wants a hot lunch. They have no lunches, those kids, huh, preschool kids. And I know they really want a hot lunch program, and she said any training. Then Kiana, we are picking up anyway. Nora, we stay in South, we're taking care of by road camp. So we have the consensus of the opinion there, that the hot lunch program and the training.
Yeah, well, I think we should mention right now too that what is to come out of this meeting is basically what we're talking about. An arrival at what, more or less specifically, you as the regional Johnson Memorial Committee want to apply for with Johnson Memorial funds, which means what you think are priority needs for the region. And I think a little later on, we have to list those specifically.
What point?
Well, like saying early childhood is a priority. Since Kiana and Lortac are working at all the anywhere else, that we should find them. And since Title One doesn't provide hot lunches, we should provide hot lunches. Oh, I think these are all under the early childhood priority. Oh, yeah, that's another one of the requirements is the list of needs.
So why don't we finish our program and then keep going to that? This pretty much covers the preschool program then.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we can go into the priorities. Then we'll just go to the third component, which is the counseling program. And Anne will tell us a little bit about that. And that's going to be in the only the villages, four villages on it. Honey, tell us what it's going to be right then.
This year, we have a counseling program too, and that's kind of me, and I'm just sort of new at it, just starting out, so I haven't used it. What I do is I try and help the high school students find sources of money to, if they want to go to college, or they want to go to some type of training program. Just kind of letting them know about different opportunities after they finish high school. Skills they could learn, jobs that are available to them. And this year, I'm the one that kind of goes around to Kimberly and Kiana, or Excello has a pretty good counseling program right now, so I'm not doing that much with Excello. Next year, we're trying to do it a little bit differently. Rather than having somebody from Kotzebue go around to the villages and talk to the high school students, have somebody from each village, like there'll be somebody hired in Cayenne, somebody hired in Kimberly, and Salo if they want to have an additional person. And that person will come to Constantine for some training and how to help the kids. And Johnson O'Malley committee will decide who this person should be. They'll pick this person. There'll be somebody in Kotzebue to help train and help answer questions that parents might have. So that's kind of what it's going to look like next year. And each village can do with it what they want. Like Stella was saying, they have counseling.